A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court today has reignited a debate over the future of health care reform in Vermont. Critics of the state's troubled health insurance exchange say the court decision should be a nail in the coffin of Vermont Health Connect. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The case is known as King versus Burwell, and it's been the subject of considerable speculation in Vermont. At issue is whether or not residents in states with federally administered health insurance exchanges are eligible for the subsidies that are a part of Obamacare. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott is among the Republicans who have been calling on Governor Peter Shumlin to abandon a state-based exchange that has been beset with problems since its launch in 2013.
The response has always been, well, if we do that, if we go to the federal exchange or we go to an alternative, Vermonters will potentially lose their subsidies. And that's not something that any of us wanted to see.
But in a 6-3 decision released on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that the subsidies will flow to eligible recipients regardless of how states chose to set up their exchanges. And Scott says it's now time to plot an exit from Vermont Health Connect.
Because I think Plan A failed. We're on Plan B now, and I think we need to look at Plan C.
Lawrence Miller, chief of health care reform for the Shumlin administration, says it's premature to pull the plug on an exchange infrastructure that has already cost more than $125 million to build. Miller says the option of moving to the federal exchange will become part of the administration's contingency planning. But he says new software is on the verge of resolving the customer service backlogs that have plagued the site since its launch. And he says the state is on track to have a well-functioning exchange by this fall.
We're on track with the milestones and continuing to meet our objectives. So we're focused primarily on completing that work.
House Speaker Shep Smith has authorized the House Committee on Healthcare to hold meetings over the summer and fall to monitor the administration's progress on the exchange. He says the decision in King versus Burwell has expanded the universe of opportunities available to lawmakers who are worried about the future of Vermont Health Connect.
For us, what it does is it gives us options if we are not able to make our state exchange work and work in a financially sustainable way.
Miller says moving to the federal exchange would bring with it a whole host of new problems and costs. Vermont Health Connect is supposed to serve as the technological backbone for a new IT system at the Agency of Human Services, and abandoning it now would ruin those plans. Miller also says that the federal exchange wouldn't be able to distribute the state-based subsidies that Vermont offers to lower-income customers on Vermont Health Connect. Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman says that problem ought to be easy enough to solve.
It's not rocket science. I feel that we have wasted enough time and enough money on Vermont Health Connect, and now that we have this decision and that we know subsidies are able to flow with healthcare.gov, let's move. We've got to get this under control, and we've got to show some leadership.
Speaker Smith is meeting with administration officials next week for a briefing on progress at the exchange. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.